Radharas Suranidhi class, and this is verse 155. And in this verse, Prabhupada Saraswati makes several points, but one significant point is that he's saying that he's establishing that the name of Srimati Radharani cancels all Vaishnava Parad. Analakya Anantan Apisad Aparadan Marupatir Maha Prima Vishtas Tava Paramade Deyam Vimishyati Tavaikam Sri Rade Grinata Iha Namamrita Rasam Mahimna Ka Simam Sprishato Tavadasyaika Manasam. Likya means counting. So Analikya Anantan Sad Aparadan. Sad means saints. Sadhu. Aparad Sada Marupatir. So this is the actual Sanskrit. Sad Aparadan Marupatir. It doesn't count the name of Radha. So that's the actual words to explain that. Now in the purport, there's no count, it doesn't count. This is a translation rather first. O Sri Radhe, Marupati Krishna cancels innumerable offenses committed to saints of anyone who even once relishes the nectarian flavor of your holy name. And in great ecstasy, Krishna considers bestowing your highest gift, Radhadasyam, your personal service, on such an offender. Who can then imagine the limits of the greatness of anyone whose mind is fixed only in your service? So here in this verse, Prabodhananda Saraswati is echoing that what we heard Mahaprabhu talking about, the mercy of Lord Krishna, that Putana came as certainly Putana was an offender. At least she was an offender. She came to kill Krishna. That's quite an offense. So it's a very great offense. She came to kill Krishna. And Krishna, he didn't count that. He didn't count the killing part. He overlooked that. He forgot about that. And he said, oh, you're coming to offer your breast to me, your breast milk to me like a mother, to nourish me, to feed me, to make me happy. I accept that part. I accept that part. I know I overlook your offense. I overlook your offense of trying to kill me. And I'll make you my mother. You want to be my mother? You can be my mother eternally. You can please me eternally and serve me eternally. So this is what he did. So we're hearing that the same Krishna, as he did to Putana, he does to the Vaishnava Aparadi. The Sad Aparadi, Marupati, that he forgives. Not only forgives, as Krishna forgave Putana, but then he promoted her. It's one thing to forgive and let her become a witch again. Okay, you came to kill me? Okay, I won't send you to jail. Go and be a witch again. Go and be Putin and eat some more babies and suck their blood. I won't send you to jail. I won't cut off your head for trying to kill me. Yeah, just take your body and be a witch again. That's called forgiving. But he did more than forgiving. He promoted her. An astounding, inconceivable promotion from witch to mother, from bloodsucker to milk giver. She used to suck the blood of babies. Now she's going to give her milk to Krishna eternally. Can you imagine? So now Krishna is again showing such unbelievable compassion to the Vaishnava Parati. Someone offends a Vaishnava. But if he takes the name of Radha, Krishna is so happy that he forgives the offenses. He forgives the offenses to him for someone who takes the name of Radha. Because he's so pleased. Krishna is so pleased. If someone chants the name of his beloved, out of his pleasure, out of his satisfaction, out of the happiness he derives by hearing that pure chanting of his beloved's name, then he wants to give something to that chanter. He wants to bless that chanter. He wants to help that chanter. So he says, oh, he's chanting Radha's name, but he's also making some Vaishnava offenses here and there. Well, I will wipe these offenses off. And not only that, I will promote him. I will give him a promotion, I will give him a gift. Not only cancel his aparads, but to give him something also. It's one thing if you have a debt, you owe someone $100. Oh, I'm really suffering, I owe this person $100. Oh, here's $100, you pay him. Oh, that's nice. Now I paid my debt. Not only that, here's another $1 million. Now you don't have to work anymore. You won't get any debts anymore. Wow. It's one thing to pay my debt, but it's another thing to give me $1 million. So Krishna is removing the offenses of someone who chants Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. He removes the offenses, but then he blesses them with Radha Dasyam, the loving service of Radharani. It's inconceivable what mercy Krishna has. He cancels innumerable offenses committed to saints of anyone who once relishes the flavor of Radha's name. And then he starts thinking. He considers, okay, I paid his debt. I cancel his offenses to the Vaishnavas. But maybe I should do more, because after all, he is chanting Radha's name. He's chanting Radha's name. And I do have a debt to Radharani. Napariyeham. I have a debt to Radharani. I can never repay my debt to her, because she served me in so many unlimited ways through herself, through her own form, and through the form of all her expansions, her Kayavyuha Sakhis and Mundris. How can I ever pay this debt? Oh, if I'm thinking that if I can turn this person into a servant of Radharani, then if Radharani is served, then in this way I can pay back my service to Radharani, because I have to serve her so much. So I think I'll make this person Radha's servant. So he's thinking like this. So who can imagine? So if Vishnu Chakravarti, of course, is explaining in Madhurya Kadambini, and that's what we call an eye-opening book. It really opens the eye, the devotional eye of the devotee, Madhurya Kadambini. Offenses are the main obstacle to making spiritual advancement. As we know, even if someone is doing intense bhajan, a devotee can attain Krishna prema if he has committed offenses in this life or previous lives. Only when he offenselessly worships the Lord and all his offenses are destroyed will he attain love of God. This is the opinion of Vishnu Chakravarti. You can see that described in Madhurya Kadambini. So the question is, how does Radha's name cancel the offenses? So I already hinted at it. It's personal. Radha's a person, Krishna's a person. Radha's name is personal. And she has her personal name, Radha, Radhika, Vrishabhanu Nandini. And it all works on the personal principle. The personal principle works on the pleasure principle. So if Krishna is pleased, he can do miracles. So it's a miracle to get free from the reaction to a Vaishnava aparad. But if Hari is so pleased with anyone, he is so pleased. If anyone who chants the holy name of Radha, he cancels all the offenses of that person and considers giving him Radha's personal service. So it's the same thing. It's described in the second canto. Let's just read what is said here. If some offense is committed to Krishna, then the chanting of his holy name will destroy such offenses. And when an offense is committed to both Krishna and his holy name, then loud chanting of Radha's holy name will not only convince Krishna to forgive these offenses, but also give that devotee Radhika's greatest gift, her personal service. So this is very, very... Krishna is very reasonable. You understand how this works? What happens is, if we commit offenses to Krishna, that means seva aparads. Krishna's murti form. We're serving and we do seva aparads, called seva aparads, offend Krishna. Then we chant Hare Krishna, and that chanting of Krishna's name will exonerate us from that offense, reaction to that offense. But if we offend the holy name, we offend the holy name of Krishna, then or the Vaishnavas, then it's said that, because sometimes someone makes an offense to a Vaishnava, but that's what it said here, sadhu, or sad aparad. Sometimes, knowingly or unknowingly, oftentimes we unknowingly offend a Vaishnava, and that also counts. It also counts. If we unknowingly offend a Vaishnava. We knowingly or unknowingly offend, and that Vaishnava may not be around us anymore. He may have left this world, or he may be in some other place, or he may be separated from that person by distance. So then what to do? It's a serious problem. So what is being told here is that, as is mentioned in the second canto, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna, Punya Shravana Kirtanaha, Ridinanta Shtoya Bhadrani, Virunati Saritsatam. Krishna says, I'm sitting in everyone's heart. And when someone hears these auspicious topics of my glories, Shrinvatam Swakata Krishna, Punya Shravana, that's very purifying and auspicious, religious, pious talks. Virunati Saritsatam. I'm sitting in the heart of that person, and I personally cleanse his heart. He's sitting there as Chaitu Guru, the well-wisher, the ever-well-wisher within the heart. So he actually cleanses the heart. So in this case, Krishna is saying that when someone's chanting Radha's name, I hear that, and it makes me happy. The personal principle. The personal principle, the pleasure principle. The pleasure principle is personal. So when I become happy, I think, oh, who is this chanting? Who is this chanting Radha's name? Oh, let me see. Oh, this person, he's chanting. But he offends the Vaishnavas. He's done some offenses. I should help him because he's made me happy. He's pleased me by chanting my beloved's name. So I will remove the offenses. I will not count those offenses because he's touched my heart. When he offends the Vaishnavas, I feel very offended. And in the story of Ambarish and Durvasa Muni, Ambarish was a great Vishnu Bhakta. I would say rather Krishna Bhakta, because he was coming to Mathura every Ekadasi from Madhya Pradesh. He was living in Madhya Pradesh and he was coming to Mathura to observe Nirjala Ekadasi. So he was apparently was a Krishna Bhakta. So when he was offended by Durvasa, the chakra, Krishna's chakra, went behind Durvasa Rishi, great Muni and Rishi, and chased him all over the place. And Brahma Shiva, no one could give him any relief. And even went to Vishnu, who released the chakra. The chakra came from Vishnu. He said, Vishnu, can you call back your chakra? It's burning my tail. And it's about to slice me in half. He said, I'm sorry, I can't call back my chakra. It's not in my hand. It's controlled. I am controlled by my devotees. I am my energies. Chakra is one of my energies. Sudarshan is my devotee. He's one of my energies. It's a power. It's energy. I can't call him back. So you have to petition my devotee and get his favor, and then the chakra will maybe consider not chopping you up, burning you up. So then Durvasa went back to Ambarish and he fell at his feet and said, please forgive me. And he said, well, I don't hold any offense against you. I don't feel any offense. Please forgive me. So then the chakra pardoned this Durvasa Muni. So in that story, we see that the one who made Vaishnava Parad, Durvasa made Vaishnava Parad, but there wasn't anything he could do. Even Vishnu's intervention couldn't remove that aparad. Only the Vaishnava. But here, there's something very special that Durvasa Muni didn't know about, or at least he didn't take advantage of. Of course, he knew about Radharani. He gave her blessings that she could cook. I know it's the same Durvasa, or maybe because sometimes there's different Durvasas, but or different Kalpas also. Different Kalpas, different Durvasas. But at any rate, he didn't chant Radhe Radhe while he was flying around the universe. He missed the point. He was flying all around the universe from Brahma Loka to Shiva Loka to Vishnu Loka, but he never once said, Radhe Shyam. That would have saved him a lot of suffering. So this is the unique, in other words, the whole idea that Prabhupada Saraswati is trying to explain here is Radha Nam Mahima. Because this is the last verse where we'll be discussing Radha's Nam. And then tomorrow, by her blessings, we'll start to hear about the glories of Radha's transcendental form. Radha Rupa Mahima. Nam, Rup, Gun, Leela, and Seva. This is the progress. So after hearing all about the wonderful sweetness and glories and power and benefits of Radha's Nam and the beauty and of her transcendental form and her qualities and her pastimes with Krishna, then after hearing all of that, that's called knowledge, transcendental knowledge, Radha Tattva, Prema Tattva, then Nam Tattva. Then from that knowledge develops a desire. No knowledge, no desire. You can't desire something you don't know about. So we have knowledge, Radha Tattva, knowledge of Radha. Then some desire will come. And the desire is that we'll have a desire to serve this glorious, wonderful personality known as Sri Radha. And that desire will awaken, or that desire will intensify, or magnify or manifest. So this is the prayojan of this class, the Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. Now Krishna becomes happy. Oh, and then he thinks, what can I do for this? This person has made me, you've made me very happy. What can I do for you? So we don't even, that Krishna doesn't even have to ask, because he can look and see, oh, he's a devotee. I know what I can do for this person. He's not making very much progress, because he's an aparadi. He's offending the Vaishnavas. I'll cancel the aparads. Because I have the power. I like the king. If someone is condemned by the court to be hung because of his crimes, there is amnesty. It's called amnesty. The king can intervene. The king can intervene and say, stop! Royal decree! Release this man. Do not hang him. He's my cousin's brother, cousin's nephew's uncle's son's brother's cousin. Therefore, he's related to me. Typical Indian family, right? My grandson's uncle's brother's son's nephew's uncle's brother's son's brother's nephew's brother. Therefore, he's my family member. Indians have the longest families in the universe. They can trace out their families for like 3,000 miles. I meet someone, so he's my brother. I said, really? How is that? Did he come from the same womb that you did? He said, no, he's my uncle's brother's nephew's son's brother's grandson's nephew's cousin's, and therefore he's my brother. I said, okay, great. Jai Bhai, Nam Guru. So like this, if the king releases you, the royal decree, so Krishna is the supreme king, the god of all gods, the king of all kings. So if he's pleased by saying Radhe Radhe, then that fortune is ours. This is the glories of Radha Nam. When a person just once chants the holy name of Radha, Krishna becomes overwhelmed by ecstasy, and he immediately cancels all the offenses that person has committed and gives him Radha's highest gift, her personal service. But even Krishna becomes bewildered when someone actually fixes his mind on becoming Radha's maidservant. Who can touch the limits of the glories of such a great soul? This is Babaji Maharaj's realization and comment, that if someone fixes his mind on becoming Radha's maidservant, of course that's the conclusion of this class, but everything we're speaking will hopefully lead in that direction, that our mind becomes turned. Radhe Matir Astu. May your mind be inclined to Radha. Radha Matir Astu. Because naturally, what benediction could Lord Chaitanya give anyone? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. He's in Radha Bhav. So whenever he's benedicting anyone, what does he say? Krishne Matir Astu. Because only Krishna, Radha doesn't know anything but Krishna. May you turn to Krishna. May you think of Krishna. May you chant Krishna. May you be inclined to Krishna. May you mati. May you, your intelligence be used for Krishna's pleasure and service. It's not possible for Mahaprabhu to say Radhe. Radhe. Krishne? Radhe. Radhe Matir Astu. But Rupa Goswami will say that. And Das Goswami will say that. And our Guru Parampara will say that. Radhe Matiras too. So we have to take this. So if we're a sannyasi, if we're confirmed, if we're a sannyasi, or we're a devotee giving blessings to someone, then we can't imitate. There's no set, we can't do anukarana Lord Chaitanya. Oh, Lord Chaitanya said Krishna imitates too. So I should do that. I should imitate. No, can I imitate the Mahabhav? Lord Chaitanya is Krishna experiencing Radharani's Mahabhav, Virahabhav. But in our parampara, and this is Gaudiya Sampradaya, we want everyone to turn towards Radharani, Radhadasyam. Radhe Matirastu. Question? Okay. There's no questions. All questions have been answered. Okay, question.
Just like that. When we take Mudra, like Radharani, Krishna is very pleased and he blesses and everything. So is it like that vice versa when we take Krishna's death and
if one thing is true to the one, then the other thing must be true. If Krishna is pleased when we chant Radha's name, and he makes all adjustments and helps us, then if we chant Krishna's name, doesn't Radha become pleased and make all adjustments? Certainly. Why not? That's why we chant the Maha Mantra. But the question is, when we're chanting the Maha Mantra, which has both the names of Krishna and Radha, which will please Radha and Krishna, and if they're both pleased, then all of our offenses will go and all of our problems will be solved. But the real question is, when we chant the Maha Mantra, are we chanting it with an intense and pure desire to please Radha and Krishna? Because you made the point, if Krishna is pleased with our chanting of Radha's name, then he'll respond accordingly. And if Radha is pleased with our chanting of Krishna's name, she'll respond accordingly. So the bottom line is pleasure. So therefore, when we chant the Maha Mantra itself, even without resorting to separate chanting of Radhe, 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 or Krishna, 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 Sham, 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 we can derive the same result. But here, this is Prabhupada Saraswati, who's Tungavidyasaki. He's actually showing something here that's a little bit in between the lines, that a couple of things are happening here that's different. The difference between Radha's name and Krishna's name. Radharani has a particular quality, a particular energy. It's known as Karuna. Karuna means compassion. Karuna Mayi. And this energy, this quality, this power is with Radharani. And when one chants the name of Radharani, then this invokes compassion in Krishna. And that makes Krishna compassionate. Because Krishna, he needs this karuna to show his compassion. So he derives it from Radharani, then he displays his compassion by doing the needful. So this is why Prabhupada Saraswati, because he could have also said the same thing about Krishna's name, but he's only saying about Radha's name. And Radha's name, because Radha's name itself has this karuna, this compassion in it. And when Krishna hears it, it creates compassion in him. Now, if we chant the name Krishna, Krishna, there's no karuna in that name. Yeah, but there's no. We're not drawing out. Why would she express that karuna?
It's her beloved's name.
No, not necessarily. She'll just relish the chanting. She'll enjoy the chanting. It doesn't mean she'll hear the name, oh, they're chanting Krishna, Krishna. But also in other places it's said, by Narottam Das Thakur in Prem Bhakti Chandrika. He says that when we glorify Radharani, when we sing bhajans to Radharani, Krishna comes running. And when we sing bhajans and stotras to Krishna, then Radha comes running. So that's why the acharyas tell us, don't leave it at this. Don't just chant Radha Kripa Kataksha. It's not sufficient. because that will please Krishna, not Radha. Because it's all about Radha. And Radha is not an egotist like Krishna is. Krishna is an egotist. He likes to hear his glories. Radharani doesn't like that. When Krishna was experienced, Radha was in the mood of Radharani, he came as Gauranga. And when anyone tried to glorify Gauranga's name, he put his hands in his ears. Because Radharani doesn't like to hear her glories. She's not an egotist. But Krishna is an egotist. When you chant Krishna's glories, there's no pastime where he's putting his fingers in his ears. So therefore, when we chant Radha Kripa Kataksha, Krishna becomes very pleased and he runs to our side. He comes, oh, why are they chanting Krishna's glories? It's told that we should also chant, when we chant a prayer to Radharani, then Krishna will come. But we worship Radha Krishna Yuga. We don't worship one without the other. So then we must follow it immediately with a prayer to Krishna. And the acharyas often recommend Nanda Nandan Ashtakam, because this is by Rupa Goswami. So everything by Rupa Goswami is quite perfect. More than perfect. Most perfect. When you chant these two prayers, then Radha and Krishna both come. And that's what we want. Because if you chant Radha Kripa Kataksha, Krishna comes. And he runs, he says, oh, you called me. And then when he gets there, he'll become unhappy. Hey, where's Radharani? Oh, I didn't call her. Hey, you nonsense. How can I can't have any fun with you. Where's Radharani? And then you chant a prayer to Krishna. Then Radharani, who's chanting Krishna's glory? Then she runs. Then they're both there. And then they're both happy to be there. And happy to be with each other. And then they look at you and say, oh, you caused this? You bought this milan? This meeting? Oh, what do you want? Oh, I want to serve you. Okay, well, karo. Do it. So therefore, we shouldn't leave half the cake. I mean, have to make the cake and the icing. So this is the thing, that if we chant Krishna, Krishna, Krishna's name, then Radharani is very happy. But whether she does what Krishna does, removes offenses, because she doesn't dirty things. Radharani doesn't deal with any dirty things. Offenses are, she doesn't get her fingers dirty. Krishna does dirty work. It's a fact. Krishna does dirty work. When the earth fell into the stool in the bottom of the ocean, bottom of the universe, it's stool. Garbhadak ocean is all the junk in the bottom of the universe. Then you have to take a form which contacts dirt. The only form that contacts sewers is a sewer. S-C-W-R. Sewer means a gutter in English. And in Hindi, sewer means a pig. So Krishna took a form which contacts dirt. Because a sewer sticks his nose in a stool and picks up something from there, right? You ever saw in the village? So Krishna took that form and so that proves that Krishna contacts dirty things. But do you ever read any description of Radharani becoming a sewer? Radharani ever became Varaha? No. So Krishna, Vaishnava Aparadha, very dirty thing, very contaminated thing. So Krishna, he's into this stuff, purifying contaminated places. Radharani's a Rasamayi, Rasheshwari, Leelamayi. She's in Leela. So I don't think that it works the same way when you chant Krishna's name that Radharani comes running to dirt, clean up your dirty offenses. And Prabhupada Saraswati is again confirmed. Prabhupada Saraswati is not saying that. And he should know. He should know about Radharani, certainly more than we do. Being Tunga Vidyasaki, being a direct expansion of Radharani. So this is, but the interesting point which I mentioned, if you would have, maybe you caught it, is that when you're chanting Radha's name, what's happening, Radharani is coming there, as I already mentioned, because her karuna comes into Krishna's heart. This is what I mentioned about 10 minutes ago. Because you're trying to invoke Radharani to come and do something for you. You say, well, if you chant Radha's name, this is what Sringamata is asking, if you chant Radha's name, then Krishna becomes pleased and he cleanses the offenses. So is it true then if you chant Krishna's name, that Radha comes and cleans the offenses? That's what you're asking. So my idea is no. But no one yes. Because she doesn't have to come. She comes already when you chant Radha's name. When you're chanting Radha's name, then that name, Radha, is full of Karuna Shakti, compassion. And that name enters Krishna's heart and it creates compassion within him. And it creates a compassionate mood in him. And it's the compassion that enters Krishna's heart which makes him come to us and remove our offenses. So the Shakti behind that action is Radharani, as usual. Behind every great man is a great woman. So Krishna coming and doing that work, that motivation, that inspiration, that energy is Karuna Shakti, which he's receiving via the holy name of Radha. So they're both there automatically. So, conclusion is Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. 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 Radha Nam Mahima Ki Jai.